Urban States, Season 2, Episode 2.
For this World Radio Day, with you to bring poems, beat poetry, slams, lyrics from children, and also a songwriter who's 23 years old, and some 16-year-olds who've recorded and put down some brilliant poetry today. And we're here to talk about it with Kate and Barbara, who also publish a poetry journal in Paris called Upstairs at Duroc. So thanks for coming along. We have Kate.
Hello.
I have Barbara.
Hello.
Should we get down and listen to some of the poems? Okay, so the first two we can listen to are sent from a school in London, where the teacher is really pleased that the kids have had a chance to express themselves. And let's listen to Layla and Pasha.
Peace is all about love and respect. Peace is reading a book in your bed. Peace is birds singing a pipe. Peace is all mine. Peace is having friends around you. Peace is having sisters too. Peace is mine, peace is yours. Peace is everyone's to take.
What I quite like about that is she talks about take. How does that work with poems? The idea of the verbs to take, to be, to go, they're kind of active.
It's a very sudden ending, and it's a strong ending, I think, to use a very short word and a bit harsh, but very interactive.
If we move on to Pasha.
Look at how a village so quiet and peaceful. Don't you think it's better than people screaming? When I wake up in the morning, I hear birds humming. I feel so peaceful. Look at the road, so quiet and peaceful. Would you like to walk down this road with me? Or we could simply plant a tree.
Something about the idea of peace reckons throughout this.
Well, I think something interesting about the two we've heard now and some of the other poems is they're quite rooted in tangible imagery, which I wonder if we'd have seen adult poems, if there would have been the same level of concrete ideas.
Yes, I was going to say that too. That's definitely rooted in everyday life, the room, the road. It's very, as you say, very concrete, yes.
And we have Edward F., who sent in respect. That's a slam. I wonder what a slam sounds like.
Respect requires skill. Respect is being nice. Respect is treating others well. Respect is caring for our friends. Respect is also loving our parents. When I respect people, they respect me too. That's why I like respecting people.
It's true. Respect brings peace and harmony. Without respect, there will be disharmony.
The end is quite brutal. Harmony, disharmony. It's almost a disharmonious ending. But when we're looking at the events that maybe happened in Paris, they're not very harmonious. But do you think any of the kids have looked at those issues, or they're looking more for global imagery? The teacher mentioned, Laura, that she took on board some of the issues from the 7th of January. And introduced a workshop to the kids, but she goes on to say that it's difficult to discuss these issues with children, so maybe the poetry is a way for them to engage.
Mm-hmm. So I think what we were speaking about earlier, what's interesting about some of these poems is the sort of global imagery and global ideas. Maybe at that age it's difficult to sort of understand or talk about maybe in detail what happened.
Well, I see this poem as exploratory in a way of language, using repetition, the word respect, in several different ways, in a way exploring what that word means in different contexts. So I think it's a very open poem.
The titles themselves, you probably title a piece after you've reached the end. Then you're not being led by this closed title.
Oh, usually you put the title afterwards. In fact, it's difficult.
And so we have
difficult.
Two titles here. That one piece, peace, look at peace, are we different, world peace, dialogue, equality, respect, I am your friend, sweet peace. Now that sounds interesting, sweet peace. So, Edward.
Equality. My eyes are blue, yours are green. He's nice, but he's mean. And that guy is quite a bean. It does not matter, big or small, short or tall. We're just the same, you and me. You like meat and I like something pretty sweet.
So sweet, I think the things for children is usually about eating. Eating cake, eating snacks, but
peace as something sweet, making it maybe more comprehensible by using that word sweet, because it's a very abstract concept.
Just made me think of the games as well. We saw sweets,
snacking
games. So yes. But that comes back to what we said a bit earlier about being rooted in these concrete ideas. But in a way, it's maybe more useful.
And as well as having schools submit work, there were a couple of parents around Paris. One is a piece by, again, with the same global theme, by Lily Anya, 7 years old from Paris.
Peace. P is for people, E is for earth, A is for acting kindly, C is for courage, E is for everyone. If all the people on earth act kindly to one another and courageously, everyone would live in peace. Can you imagine how wonderful the Earth would be if we all lived together peacefully? Everybody wants peace.
What just comes to mind with this one is hearing it as if it's a voicemail that's dropped onto an analog phone. It's almost like a message going out to everybody and anybody that can receive a voicemail. There's that quality for me.
I really like that, and I it's kind of... we were talking a bit earlier about another poem and how everyone's so connected today and everyone's, you know, always on their phone and sort of disconnected, therefore, from other people. And this, the sound that we get here, the quality of sound, kind of turns that on its head. And we take the medium and we use it in a different way to actually connect with other people.
Well, I like the fact that she used the letters of the word peace, that she did kind of acrostic game. It's a fun thing to do with poems is to make them into games, like word games, I think.
And I think it was also a game for the parent here who writes in an email that I asked them, how was it to work with your child to make the poem? And she writes that Lily wrote the poem pretty easily. She looked a bit on the internet for poems about peace and then saw acrostic poems. Mm. So she did it in like 3 minutes, but... funnily enough, she said that it took another 10 minutes to write it out because she's not the speediest typist. That rings out as cute. And then they rang it in as a voicemail to themselves, and it was dropped into their email box as a WAV file, and then she sent it on to us. Really truncated process, but the quality of the sound is a byproduct, but it's fantastic.
Maybe, Barbara, you can speak more to this, but it almost makes it a performance piece, even as much as it is a poem.
Yeah, it's like a chant. It really has a lot of rhythm, yes.
Yeah, thanks, Liliana. For sending this in. Really pleased to be playing it. We have Pascal, who's 10. This is "The World Is Not a Battlefield." And the first time that I heard this, there's a performer in the heart of this child, and you'll get the point when you hear it.
Keep the peace, oh, keep the peace. No need for war anymore. So just keep the peace. The world's not a battlefield. Your rights are my rights too. So just keep that peace, oh, keep the peace. Cause there's no need for war anymore. Oh, the world's not a battlefield. If you respect me, then I'll respect you too.
The words almost get put aside to the expression. Battlefield becomes important and anymore becomes important. And the idea of titling it "The World Is Not a Battlefield."
It's very optimistic, and that makes it all the more magical, because the world, unfortunately, is a kind of battlefield. And to want to believe that it can be something else, I think, is a wonderful thing.
In the west of Paris, just outside in Sèvres, the international section, and we had two pupils who are in the middle of exams, but they took to the challenge. And so what we're going to hear here is Gaspard Durand, 14 years old.
It's a misty morning in no man's land. All this shooting and death has left me with a cold hand. The red elixir pouring out of my beating heart. The cracking trees falling apart. I never thought this is where I would fall. All of them waiting for my last mighty call. Is it my eyes drowning in tears? Or that I feel my biggest fears? That winged figure I see afar, can it be? Is this my last hurrah? Or maybe, light, divine creature, announcing to my ears a silent murmur. Was it about peace? Will I be at ease? Neither one or the other, yet it came nearer, announcing peace and death, however, surely announcing my last breath.
We're at the 100th year plus of First World War, and it comes across as war from the trenches. Flanders, the notion of missed. Not necessarily about the issues, more contemporary issues. It feels very classic.
But I think those are universal ideas as well.